Good morning. Today is August the 5th, 2026, Wednesday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your Bibles with me to the New Testament book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11, I'd like to share with you beginning in verse number 25. These are the words of Christ. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. And all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Beloved, these are the words of Jesus as He spoke to His disciples and those around Him, speaking of the weariness that they felt and the weariness of the heart and the spirit that they felt in their lives many times. You know, He begins in verse 25 saying about praising His Father. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight. Jesus giving praise to His Heavenly Father, as we each day, beloved, should give praise to our Heavenly Father, the Lord God, and ask Him to receive from us the well-pleasing praise that He righteously so well deserves. Jesus speaks about weariness and tiredness as He speaks to these people. He speaks of as what the Father has given and the Father has known as well the Son has known. For it says in verse number 27, all things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and to anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. Beloved, each and every day of our life, we need to have hold and hang on to the teachings and the words of Jesus Christ. You know, this whole world out here today, as I know and you know so very well, has so many things going on in it, so many things that will always distract us, will bend us, will turn us, will pull us, and push us away from the truth and the will of God. You know, you don't have to have the television on or the radio on sometimes, or maybe even have a newspaper in your hand to know that things in this world that are going on are chaotic. You got to know that things in this world today are in a way that surely are displeasing and would be a hurt to God's own heart. You know, but God's Word tells us, as Jesus testifies here, these words should bring comfort to you and I as believers, as Christians today, as Jesus says, come to me. Come to me in verse 28, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, beloved, if there's one thing that we must have in our spiritual bodies and our physical bodies is rest. Whatever kind of physical stressed activity we've had, one of the greatest needs that our body has then is that physical rest. After taking our bath and putting on some maybe clean clothes and maybe just relaxing for a few moments, we suddenly find that our body desires to sleep and our body desires to rest. Well, beloved, a lot in that same way is our spiritual being. We desire in our spirit each and every day that God's will and God's way be within us to give us that peace and that solace that we need. You know, again, with all the things that go on in this world each day, we see things come against us. We see things that come at us at a rapid rate each and every day. Jesus tells us in verse 29 that we need to take His yoke. He says, take my yoke upon you. And learn from me. Learn from what the Word of Christ gives us here this day. For it says, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you, the Word says in bold, will find rest from your souls. And in verse 30, it says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Beloved, today, just give your burdens to the Lord. Just trust the Lord Jesus through prayer and through supplications for this day, and for the encouragement and for the blessings, and surely for the strength that we need spiritually this day. So that the Lord God can have full control, full reign, full right away in all areas of your life and mine today. I believe you'll find that God's Word is true if you just give it to Him and just trust Him to help you and I today, beloved, through it all. Would ask you to bow your heads with me. Father, today we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we thank You today from our hearts, Father, for Your goodness and Your grace. Lord, we thank You for these words that Jesus spoke to His disciples. Lord, these words today we need as we've never needed them before. Lord, we would ask You today to just help us to come to Christ, Father, at a time of rest, a time of needing, Father, to have our weariness, Father, dissolved and removed and given unto You, Father. Lord, you tell us in that verse 28 that we need to just come to you, Lord. It speaks of the fact that if we're weary and heavy laden, Lord, Lord God, we know that all of us this day are weary. And Lord, we know there's many things in our life that we don't even know of, Father, that come against us each and every day. The subtle attacks of the enemy, Father, people with attitudes, God, that are outside of the will of God, things that come against us that we don't have control over, things that, Lord God, come against us that we want and desire, Father, to do the right thing, the godly thing, the will of God. But Lord, it seems like many times we're outnumbered. Many times, Lord, it seems like that we're so beaten up and so beaten back that it's hard to accomplish, Father, what your word and your will would tell for us to do. But Lord, we cling today to your word. We hang on, Father, to the truth and the promises as Jesus gives us that we need to just take his yoke upon us and learn from him and be gentle and humble in heart. And Lord, we need that rest today for our weary souls, Lord. We need to know today without any question, Lord, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, God. And may we cling to that strength. May we hold on, Father, to that hope today that we each need. Father, I would ask a special blessing and a special prayer today to be given upon each and every listener. Would ask you to touch them, would ask you to lift them and encourage them. Lord, would ask you to just provide to them, Father, this rest and this fulfillment, Father, within their souls. Would ask you to lift them up, Father, high and above, Father, anything of this world. For Lord God, today we serve not and we live not of anything in this world, Lord. For Lord God, today we live in a way, God, that would reflect Christ in our lives each and every day. In a way, Father, that you would desire and you would teach us through your word, Father, that we may handle situations in a way that would bring glory and praise and surely honor, God, upon your precious name. Lord, surely today, Father, each one of us are tired. We're physically tired, Father. We have things that are in our life every day where each one of us, Father, probably would just like to step back and go to a place of quiet and just kind of just rest there. But Lord, that's not what your word asks and tells us to do. Your word tells us in the teaching of our Lord Jesus today that we need to come to him, all who are weary and heavy laden, Father. Your word says that he'll give us rest. And God, I would ask for that rest today on behalf of the listeners. Father, I would ask for that rest and that peace, God, that we surely need in our own lives today. And Father, I would pray for those that are in the hospital, those that are sick, those that are shut in. Pray you would bless them, and I pray you would give rest to their tired bodies. Lord, I would pray you give rest to their spirit, Father. And Lord, may you rest our spirit today, God, but may you always fill us to overflowing, God, with your goodness and your grace. For Lord, we place our faith and we place our trust and we place truly our hope in you, God. And we would just ask you, God, today to have your right of way and your will and your peace in each day and each moment of our hearts. And God, we thank you for being with us. And Father, we thank you for the strength today that we ask for. And surely we know we'll receive, Father, for we ask it in the will and the way of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For it's in his name today we pray. Amen. ¶¶